The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, we don't have time. Okay, just keep Googling it while we're doing a spelling bee on the show.
Yay!
Can I? I'm gonna do something I don't often do.
What is that?
I'm going to lower the fourth wall for everyone. Erica and I had a discussion today.
Yes.
About doing a spelling bee on the show. And I thought...
We're doing the spelling bee because it is the Scripps National Spelling Bee happening right now.
Is it just Scripps or Scripps Howard?
It's just Scripps, I think.
Used to be Scripps Howard.
What happened to Howard?
I don't know. Howard's dead.
He got canceled.
It's the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Okay, so here's the thing. I thought it'd be fun, and I think you did too, to have boys versus girls to see who's smart and who's kind of dumb in the room. Mm. But then we would need an MC. Because if I know the words, how do we, like, that's not fair.
Right.
But now Erica has volunteered to be the MC, but I said we should bring in Tall Guy from Next Door.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Because he hosts...
I thought I was being gaslit.
He hosts a lot of events such as these.
He does.
And Eric, I want Dan, if you're listening, I tried to get you on our show. Erica hates you. There we go. Keep going. Let's start the spelling bee.
If the student spells incorrectly, they're out at the national finals. The head judge rings a bell when this happens.
Oh.
So incorrect means bell.
Means you're incorrect.
Yes. Okay.
I also want to point out there are two students from Colorado competing this week.
Shut your mouth.
I will not shut my mouth because Blanche from Boulder, she's 14.
Nice.
Well, she's in the eighth grade and she got eliminated in round six earlier today.
However,
we've got Ved from Denver.
Ved, let's go.
He is 12. He's in seventh grade. He's still in it.
Can I just say?
As I last checked, actually, I should probably double check.
Just let me tell you this. Blanche, we're still proud of you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
She got to the quarterfinals.
Yeah, let's go.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Which means she came in 74th, I think, which is still huge in the whole country.
In the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody participate when they were young?
No.
They did them at my school and I rocked. But I don't. Here's the problem, you guys. None of us know how to spell anymore because our phone does it.
That's true. Ved got through this last round, so he should be in the semifinals later.
Right on. Ooh. Let's go, Ved!
So I'm going to give you guys, I have two words for each of you.
I've got a fantasy team. Can you tell me where? No, I don't have
any. Oh my gosh. I was like, what?
Dang it. There's one.
Two words for each of you. I have the definition if you need
it. Oh, good. Yes.
I do not have the origin because I am not that smart.
Mm.
And I'll tell you what, these are all words that people got out on this year.
Okay.
Why would you give us the ones that they got out on?
No, you don't understand.
Do you think we'll get any of them? Slacker. Start with like dog. You don't start.
These are from like round one. They're as easy as it gets in this national spelling bee. Okay.
Yeah, but they had to get through all the qualifiers. Like,
are you serious? These are give us ones they got though. Oh my god.
Okay.
Who's going first?
I'll go. I'll try.
Look at T-Hack being a man.
Yep. First in, first out.
Okay. Let's
go. FIFO this thing. Let's go.
Your word is espadrille.
Oh my God. Can I have it?
No.
Can I have it?
No.
That's not. I volunteer as tribute.
Would you like the definition of espadrille?
Can I pass it to Slacker?
It doesn't count as a point for you if you do.
Yeah, what's the
definition? The definition is a light canvas shoe with a plated fiber sole.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Espadrille.
And you can't write it down.
Yes, correct. but I do the pretend.
That's not right.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Slacker just held up a piece of paper and tried to show me. Wrong.
Okay.
So, thank goodness Diak didn't pass.
Okay. Espadrille. Espedrille.
Oh no!
Ding is bad. Ding
so
is
you're bad. He's bad. Out already?
No, he could get a second word, but he's probably not going to win. So
okay, wait, that's how I would have.
Just give me drill.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
Does it go on to the next kid? Is that how? Yes.
Oh yeah. Is that how it works?
No, and then they bring a huge hook out and they pull that kid off stage crying.
No, I think that the word just retires.
Oh, does it?
Because you want to take it.
No, you can't.
Nobody. Yeah, that word retires.
This isn't going very well. Do you guys want me to? We didn't think about this enough off air.
Right.
Do you want me to then say the correct spelling?
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
Espadrille.
That's what I wrote.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Look at that.
I have the previous camera footage.
Yeah, but I held it up over here. You don't know.
Dang,
Slacker, you're going to be next.
Okay, I'm going to be next.
Elogia. Sorry, there's no in front of that. Your word is logia.
She's the worst to be doing this because she has that weird thing she does with her voice.
Logia.
Would you like the definition of logia?
I would like you to spell it for me so I know which where the A's are.
Logia, an open-sided extension to a house.
Logia. Mm,
yeah, we were talking about that the other day.
I was, because I was going to do an open-sided thing. Mm-hmm. Logia, from the Latin loge. What's the? Do you know the origin?
No, I told you, I'm not that smart. It wasn't on the website. It wasn't on the website.
Logia.
Come on, you can do this.
L. You don't ding until I'm done.
I don't ding until you're done if it's correct or not, or if it's incorrect.
It's. I've got this. I feel like if this isn't it, there is no God.
Okay, can you just spell it?
L-O-G-G-I-A.
Woo!
What?
Got
wow.
There's no D?
That's what I was thinking.
L-O-D-G-E. Oh my Lodge. God, moron. You're out.
L-O-D-G-I-A.
No.
Lodge. Yeah. Come on.
All right, by Aaron
the way,
is
just,
up.
Can we just declare me winner? Because I think I just won.
If I no, don't know the Aaron origin, has how am I not supposed to... had an opportunity to go. Aaron.
We
have round two still.
Your word is estancia. Do you want the definition?
Yes, please.
Estancia, a cattle ranch in Latin America or the southwestern U.S.
Okay. Estancia, E-S-T-A-N-C-I-A.
Yes! I almost dinged!
Wow.
All right!
It's also a neighborhood right next to Regis that I wanted to live in.
Oh, really? Very nice.
Really
okay.
Cool. I could never afford a house there unless somebody like died and like didn't give their house away or something and I would just like go in and squat. But like,
okay.
They're gorgeous houses. Estancia, looking at you.
Do you want to like? Do we want to do round two right now?
No, we can do it in a second.
Okay, great.
Let's do that.
I need to
so
come back.
So here's, in case you're keeping
the
score,
words get harder.
Let me just say
oh,
this.
God.
If you were betting on this, who the stupidest person on the show was, my doubt is that the money was on T-Hack.
Yeah,
but right
it's not
now,
over yet.
All you can do, best case, is you get one right and we lose the next one,
and
it'll be a three-way dumbass tie.
We're all dumb.
If that happens, I will pick one more word. You will all write it down and show me.
Oh yes,
I like it.
It's the inaugural style. Slacker Show spelling bee. Rest of the words are next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hear ye. Oh, I need fanfare music. I don't have it ready. We're doing...
Wait, we're not back in the medieval times. This is a spelling bee that's happening today.
Don't you think they started back in the like... where there was like people...
Yeah, trumpets
do,
for
it's
sure.
Like, and they would bring the kids up and then if they didn't get it right, they'd like, off with his head. Like... Well,
it started in 1925.
That's what I said.
Ooh, my. Well, 25 is a long time ago. Oh, yeah. It's the 100 year.
Oh,
duh.
You knew this?
I did. Okay. I forgot. Okay.
We're doing
a
spelling bee
quiz.
Yes. We're doing a spelling bee contest. We each have had a word.
Mm-hmm.
Say out loud one at a time your score. Tiek, what's your score so far?
I've got the bagel, goose egg, zero.
Goose egg. Aaron?
One.
And I, too, have 2 points because my word was harder than yours.
You do not have 2 points.
Both got the easy ones.
You're safe.
You got one that's a neighborhood in town.
No, that
she
was Aaron.
Had that.
That was
she
Aaron.
Had that. Aaron had that.
Aaron?
I didn't know it was a neighborhood.
I'm just firing at all of you. I don't care who gets
would
it.
You have spelled any of the words right? You obviously out loud.
Estancia, I would have. I would have guessed it right.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Honesty.
Yes.
So we're going back to T-Hack first?
I believe we are. Right. Okay. If you're playing along in your car, please.
All right, get your shovels.
Pull over safely.
Start digging.
Okay, here we go.
All right. The word is agnatic.
I'm sorry, what?
Would you like the
oh
definition?
Oh my God, this is, what are you doing?
Agnatic?
Agnatic.
I would like the definition, please.
The definition is relationships traced through the male line, relatives connected through fathers.
Yeah.
Agnatic.
What? Okay, can I just ask you a side question? Just while you're thinking about it.
Okay.
You be over there thinking about it.
I thought it was my turn.
What?
Do you hate T-Hack? Why?
It's the easiest of the words left.
What are you talking about? This is, okay. Say it again.
Agnatic.
Agnatic. We almost named our second child this. Agnatic. A-G-N-A-T-I-C. Agnatic.
Oh,
Yes.
Good job.
I also spelled it correctly.
Sucker. I understand that you want to prove that you're the best, but wait your turn.
No.
And hold your paper up to the light so I can see through it better.
Okay.
I didn't know if there's that second C, like Antarctic.
Agnactic.
Right.
I was trying to really enunciate.
This brings me to a debate I've wanted to have on the show forever, and maybe this is not the time. When you've built something up in your mind, and then it just doesn't kind of live up to it, it's
climactic.
I don't know which is right.
I don't know.
I've always said climactic, and I don't know if that extra C is in that one. Is it anticlimactic? Because that feels like a weather thing. Or is it anticlimactic?
Mactic.
Interesting, because...
You would think anticlimactic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I know people who say...
What's the thing called in a book or a movie where it's the
climax.
The climax, that's right.
You didn't know that
one? Okay, can you go back to spelling bee?
Can I have your fiancé's number?
I'd like to get back to the spelling bee.
I'm on the board. All right. Better not be Slacker's word. Because we just spelled it for him.
Oh. All right. Who was next, Slacker?
I am next.
Your word is Jeanette. Mm. It's a nocturnal cat-like mammal with short legs, spotted fur, and a long, bushy, ringed tail. Jeanette.
This is where I need origin, because the origin would tell me if it's a G. If it's French, is Jeanette, right? Mm-hmm. Or it could be a J. Do you think you're pronouncing it right?
Oh, I looked up all the pronunciations for these words.
Say it again.
Jeanette.
But say it real slow with your mouth, and almost like you're spelling it.
Just spell the word. You can do this.
One more time.
Jeanette.
You guys.
She's getting closer to Janet with it.
I know. I'm just like, Jeanette. Jeanette. I think it's
tough.
Jeanette. Damn it!
That sound if you missed it. It is Jeanette. It is simpler than Jeanette. I thought you were about to get it.
I did two T's.
You did two T's and an E, yeah. All right.
Mm.
All right. So if Erin gets this right now, she is the winner of the first annual Slacker Show Spelling Bee.
It looks like, by the way, it's never first annual. It's always inaugural. Just one.
Sorry. What a party pooper you are.
Like, I literally like
I-N-A-U-G-U-R-A-L. Boom. Go ahead.
Do you think that this guy like needs to be right all the time?
I have to be right.
Okay, great. Erin, the last word is voracious. It means highly fruitful or prolific.
Say it again.
Voracious.
Voracious.
Either leave a winner or end up in Idiotville with me.
Population two, but we're always looking for more.
I'm debating what the second letter is. F.
Mm.
I want to say E-R. For F-E-R. A-S-C-I-O-U-S. Is it a U-R? Oh.
You put an extra S in there.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's F-E-R-A-C-I-O-U-S.
Dang it.
All right, so we're going to have to go to a tiebreaker. I got to pull up a word real quick.
No.
Does everyone have something to write on?
Yes. We do.
Always. Okay.
And you cannot pull out your phones because, you know.
Okay, I don't have my phone right here.
I'm just saying, like,
Okay. One word to find the winner. God, I hope this is good radio. I don't really care.
The word is chapter.
She's got a big of a stutter.
I know it Harry sounds Potter-ter. Like I'm saying it chapter. Incorrect.
How
it
many chapters did you read about?
It refers to the capital or the decorated head of a pillar or column. A chapter.
Do you think you're saying that right?
Yes.
Chapter. Do you know what we need right now? We need that like
We did the yeah, confirmed.
Locked.
I said it correct. Okay, everyone, you're gonna turn them to me. Is Slacker ready? Okay, and we turned.
Oh,
we've got three different spellings.
Oh, no.
And we've got.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.